live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's your host, David Knight.
Water news today. We have a major change happening in the character of China. Of course, it's never been a democracy. It's never been a libertarian society. But it is going back to a hard control of a communist dictator, a guy who's trying to create a cult of personality, not just shutting down civil liberties, not just shutting down the internet and intimidating people. But there's a lot of intimidation going on here in America as well from the left. And of course, that's the push to censor what they call fake news. They get all excited about the fact that President Trump talks about fake news and says that licenses ought to be pulled. And yet we're seeing the same kind of proposals coming from the left. Who gets to decide what is fake news? Well, now there's a proposal from the former FEC chairman, Chairwoman Anne Revell, who is now teaching at Berkeley. Where else? Saying that people she doesn't agree with, people that are creating what she calls disinformation or fake news, and I guess she will be the final arbiter of that, that will be labeled somehow on social media. And if you decide to ignore that label, they will further intimidate you by reminding you that if you share that information, or if you retweet that information on Twitter, that you could be liable to be sued for sharing false information. So we're going to talk about that in detail. Here's some of the other articles that we're going to be going over in detail. We have Chuck Schumer, who has written off $58,000 last year during the tax deduction that he's trying to save. And of course, that's the deduction of income tax for people who live in high tax states like New York. We're also going to be talking about the issues going back and forth of President Trump and the Gold Star family. We have people on both sides of the issue weighing in on that. Quite frankly, I think there is something else here that people are missing. I'm going to tell you what's in that. We have a severe threat, says the acting director of Homeland Security. She says we may be having another 9/11 soon. Oh, of course, it's going to be coming from Al-Qaeda. It would not be a false flag, of course. A judge has ordered the Trump administration to let illegal alien here obtain an abortion. That's here in Texas. And, of course, that would be paid for by you, the taxpayer. So anybody can come here from any country in the world. They can get a free education at taxpayer expense. Now they're going to be able to get a free abortion at taxpayer expense. One of the things that we had about DACA, I thought, was that it was we shouldn't send these people back who are foreign citizens. We shouldn't send them back to their home country because they were brought here by their parents. They didn't have any control of that. Now, this minor has a child who is going to be brought into this world, brought into existence through no fault of her own, brought into this country through no fault of her own. But she's going to have not her residency terminated, but her life terminated. And we have a judge in the District of Criminals who is saying that that has to happen. We have another judge who is shutting down the, for the third time, the border restrictions that President Trump has a legal right to, that the Supreme Court has affirmed, but that doesn't stop them from stopping the orders going through. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, we have a hospital that has blocked a father from donating a kidney to his 2-year-old son because of a parole violation. Talk about transferring the sins of the father to the child. People are lining up to offer their kidneys to this toddler who is in severe situation because the inflexibility of the criminal justice system. One of the individuals that we've talked to in recent weeks, Ty Levenger, who was going after Hillary Clinton trying to get discovery, but also trying to get Hillary Clinton disbarred for the criminal actions that she committed, even though she wasn't prosecuted or even indicted for any of these. He is now trying to disbar Comey. Why shouldn't you be disbarred for committing perjury? And we know that he did. It was something that got Bill Clinton impeached. And, of course, Fusion GPS didn't commit perjury. They just repeatedly pledged the Fifth Amendment when they were forced to appear before the House Intelligence Committee. These are the people who created the fake Trump dirty dossier. We'll have all that news and more in detail when we return. I'm David Knight. Stay with us.
J.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, you thought you'd heard the last of Eric Holder, didn't you? But of course, his name came up yesterday in the real Russian collusion investigation that has now resurfaced. The fact that he was on the committee with Hillary Clinton, Timothy Geithner, who is the head of the Treasury Department at the time. Of course, Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Eric Holder was Department of Justice, and they knew what was going on with the Russians who were trying to buy Uranium-1 15 months before they approved it. They approved it anyway. So his name has come up again now with somebody who is getting involved in the Gold Star family controversy around President Trump. I'm David Knight, and we've got a lot of news here. Let's start, though, with Eric Holder, and let's start with this Gold Star situation. Now, one of the things when I saw this, I thought, oh, this is not really going to get much traction. But unfortunately, when people criticize President Trump, he's got a thin skin, and he makes it a bigger deal than it should have been. This is clearly a political ploy by individuals, and I'm going to tell you what I think is behind it. But let's listen to Eric Holder first. Here's what he had to say.
Trump said that NFL players who take a knee should be suspended, that the league should suspend them. The NFL's declined recently to force players to stand during the national anthem, which the president this morning tweeted showed, quote, total disrespect for our great country. I believe you're a football fan and you have an opinion on this. What do you make of this controversy? And do you understand those who are offended when players take a knee during the anthem? There are a lot of, for instance, we were just talking about Gold Star families who feel it's offensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, first, I think people, Gold Star families should not necessarily feel offended because the purpose of those demonstrations was not to disrespect people in the military, not to disrespect the flag. These are players expressing their, using their First Amendment rights to express views about the interaction between people in law enforcement and communities of color. That's what the stated purpose of the protest is. Now, having said that, they certainly have that right, but people certainly also have the right to react to the way in which they perceive, you know, these protests. I think that these protests really offer us an opportunity for some dialogue, to talk about the underlying issue that the players were trying to raise. You know, let's talk about the way in which law enforcement interacts with certain communities in our country. If we do that, I think something positive can come out of this controversy. And I think, unfortunately, what the president's done here is to try to politicize something. He's trying to create
Eric Holder and Obama never politicized anything, did they?
There's really not the need. You know, I think he could really do something positive with the controversy, and I think what he's chosen to do is to do something political.
Eric Holder, I think, has chosen to do something political. And let me tell you something. The reason he's speaking out here and not saying anything at all, he's basically sitting on the fence, isn't he? Well, on the one hand, they have a right to say something, and on the other hand, you know, these other people who were offended, they have a right to say something. But they shouldn't necessarily feel offended by this. They have to understand that this is a Black Lives Matter issue, and it is really about creating a race war. They don't really mean to disrespect military families. They just want to create a race war here. Because if they really wanted to fix the problem, they would join together with white people to change the rules of the police. to take them away from the kinds of rules that are being pushed out of Washington by the Department of Justice under Attorney General Eric Holder. I mean, he doesn't want to accept any responsibility for the kind of shoot-first curriculums that are being taught now in state police academies. But that's coming from Washington, and that is coming from the Obama administration. So they created the problem, then they use the problem to create racial division. And they make sure that the problem's not going to get fixed because it's going to be simply about racial division. But there's something much deeper here. Because the reason that he's coming out with this, and the reason that he's bringing in and talking about Gold Star families, and not just the military, he's talking about Gold Star families. That's your clue of what he's really trying to do here. What he is trying to do is to basically pivot this as part of the discussions that are the attacks that have been taken against President Trump in wake of the comments that he made in terms of when he called the lady whose son had died in battle. And what he said was that they took exception to was, well, he knew what he was signing up for. Now, when I saw that, and I was going to talk about it yesterday, we ran out of time, and we've had a lot of people weigh in on this. We've had even a father who lost his son, a Gold Star father, and he said, my son knew what he was signing up for. Yeah, that is a key thing that people say. You know, that's the evidence of a hero. You know, it was John Wayne who said, courage is, or something to the effect that courage is being afraid but saddling up anyway. There is nothing heroic about just getting killed when you don't know what is going on. But if you are a fireman, for example, and you run into a burning building to save somebody, knowing the risk that you're putting yourself in, that's what's heroic. That's what President Trump was doing, was saying something that I've heard many people say about the military, say about firemen, say about the police, that they put themselves in a line of work or they put themselves in a particular event that they knew was dangerous, and they signed up for that. They didn't just happen to them. They weren't, wasn't like the movie that Goldie Hawn was in, Private Benjamin, where she signed up for the military. She thought she was going to get vacations and education and all this kind of stuff. And then things got pretty rough for her. And she goes, wait a minute, I didn't sign up for this. No, these people knew what they were signing up for, especially if they signed up to be a Green Beret. And so when you look at a situation like this, they made this into a big issue. And you got some lady who looks like she wants to be a cross between Maxine Waters and Bella Abzug, wearing a cowboy hat everywhere she goes. She's looking for her 15 minutes of fame. She has totally politicized this. Now, Eric Holder comes in, and what he tries to do is to take this split that has happened with the NFL and people who are military, and they see this as a deep disrespect for everything that they do, a deep disrespect for people who have died, but for the military in general. But Eric Holder comes in and he tries to recapture those people and turn this whole NFL thing against Trump by using this latest event. That's what I believe is happening here. And it isn't going to sell. It isn't going to wash. You know, nobody, basically the NFL, if we want to call them that, that's what the NFL is right now. It's really the NFL. They don't have the courage to take a stand, quite literally. And you've got the NFL players and the owners who met a couple of days ago. It was on Tuesday. They all got together and they said, well, we'd like for people to stand. They should stand, but we're not going to penalize them, even though we have rules that say that they must stand. We're not going to enforce those rules. We'll only enforce the rules about product placement. We'll only enforce the rules when players in the Dallas Cowboys want to honor the police who were attacked by Black Lives Matter. No, we won't allow that. But we will allow the players to indirectly attack the police with their Black Lives Matter symbols by taking the knee. And understand that this is a radical, racist, Marxist agenda, that that's who Colin Kaepernick is. His heroes have always been commies, not cowboys. And they say legal experts have wondered if any punitive charge would hold up in court. Of course it would hold up in court if they want to punish people. They have punished people for nothing. They've got all kinds of rules and regulations. They do have rules and regulations. We've read them to you. Those rules and regulations were probably put in 2009 when they started taking massive amounts of cash from the government to do a symbolic display of patriotism. And then when the cash dried up, so did the patriotism. But as we've talked about before in this whole conflict, an employer, when you are representing that employer, when you're wearing the uniform of that employer, and you're entertaining people, this is what the NFL, what Jimmy Kimmel doesn't understand. When we sign up to go to get tickets to go to a movie, or we get tickets to go to a play or to a football game, that is entertainment. And you don't expect in the middle of a play that the guy is going to basically drop out of character, turn to the audience, and start haranguing you about his own personal political beliefs. People would be upset about that, rightfully so, even if they shared those political beliefs. And now this is spreading. We've even got an Ann Arbor City Council member is taking the knee during the Pledge of Allegiance. And these people are all white. I mean, they're sitting there. You've got 4 out of 9 people on the Ann Arbor, Michigan City Council taking a knee, protesting America. So it's like, if you don't like, you don't like the flag, you don't like the Pledge of Allegiance, just leave.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide. And we got the acting head of Homeland Security in the UK saying, expect another 9/11 style attack from Al-Qaeda. We got that news and more coming up in just a moment. Before we do, I want to tell you about some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This is what funds our program here and everything that we do here at InfoWars. We have BrainForce Plus. This is going to be the last week that we have this massive sale, 50% off, the deepest discount we've ever had off of BrainForce Plus, a great supplement, my favorite supplement. I take it every day, helps to focus my mind. And, of course, as we say, it supercharges your brain. I've said before, I would have called it brain focus instead of brain force. But you can get BrainForce Plus, 50% off. You can also get, for a limited time, this will also be ending this week, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, 40% off. And that's 100% non-GMO and 100% organic. It's made from organic mustard seed. And Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, that is also 40% off. All three of those, 40% off. And we have, for a limited time only, 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. That's in either the Patriot blend or the Immune Support blend. The difference between the two is that Immune Support has some natural mushrooms that are mixed into it to help to support your immune system. You can get those 20% off at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP. Let's put in the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off Wake Up America Coffee, whichever blend you choose. Okay, we got Chuck Schumer. You know, the big issue with the tax reform bill that came out was whether or not people in high tax states were going to be able to continue to deduct their income taxes against their state income taxes against their federal income taxes. And as we pointed out, it's the high income individuals in these high tax states like California and New York that are getting the big deductions. Here's Exhibit A, Chuck Schumer. He gets to write off $58,000 last year. And this is the tax deduction that he doesn't want to see go away, believe me. And neither do his high-income constituents. They want to talk about how this this new tax reform, oh, it hurts the middle class, it hurts the poor. No, actually, what it does is it's going to, we haven't seen the exact levels of where the rates come in, but it simplifies the code to have three different rates. And we'll need to see where those rates come in. That's what I think Rand Paul is saying. So where are you going to... When do those rates fall? What income levels? But it simplifies the tax return by simplifying the number of rates. It brings the rates down in general, and it also doubles the standard deduction. So it takes away, as part of that standard deduction, it takes away the complication of people who itemize their expenses. That's something, especially with the state income taxes, it's something that high-income individuals do. But as the Daily Caller points out, Schumer wrote off $58,000 in state and local taxes last year. And to give you an idea of how this compares to the middle class that he says that he is so concerned their taxes are going to be raised, that's roughly equivalent to the median household income of $59,000 last year. So he's writing off what the typical household income is with this one tax deduction that he's fighting to keep. And as they point out, taxpayers, this is coming from the Tax Policy Foundation, they said taxpayers with income over $100,000 would have the largest tax increases both in dollars and as a percentage of income. Those taxpayers would pay 90% of the tax increase from eliminating the tax deduction on state and local income taxes. 40% of the total would be paid by just taxpayers with incomes over $500,000. And that would include Senator Schumer, whose income topped the half-million mark last year, according to his tax returns. Schumer has been a fierce opponent of the GOP plan to eliminate the deduction, which Republicans say rewards blue states with high income tax levels, like New York, where Chuck Schumer is. So here's a rich guy, Chuck Schumer, making over $500,000 a year, living in a high tax state. He's going to lose that deduction. But he's going to try to save it for himself, for his rich Democrat friends, and lie to you and saying that he's opposing this change because he wants to help the middle class. Yet his deduction is more than the median family income. As I pointed out at the top of the segment here, a severe threat, says the acting Homeland Security official. This is the acting U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security. She was in London, and her name is Elaine Duke. She says that terrorist organizations, whether it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda or others, want to have a big explosion like they did on 9/11. They want to take down aircraft. The intelligence is clear on that. Well, you know, we had people pushing back against the scanners that they put into airports, the things that the TSA did. And John Corbett did a lawsuit. He was an activist who was showing how ineffective it was over and over again. And he actually sued the TSA. And as part of that discovery, it was accidentally posted. Some of the documents were supposed to be heavily redacted, the documents that he had asked for in discovery. They were supposed to be heavily redacted, but the government made a mistake, and they posted those documents unredacted on the website that shows all the lawsuits that happen in the U.S. And so for a brief period of time, those unredacted lawsuit, the documents that he'd looked for were up. And we were able to see, and we reported here and screenshotted those at InfoWars. And they were saying back in 2011, when they were threatening to make Texas a no-fly zone because we'd had the state House of Representatives say, you're not going to be manhandling children at the airport. We're not going to allow that. We're not going to allow the TSA to do that. We're not going to have to submit to that kind of treatment before we fly. And so at the same time that they were pushing back on that, and of course they got the lieutenant governor who had been before he got into oil and before he spent the most money anybody has ever spent to win state office, his name was Dewhurst. He was a longtime CIA intelligence official. And this guy led a rebellion against that bill in the Senate as the federal government was threatening to turn Texas into a no-fly zone. So at the same time, we learned from this lawsuit that the TSA said there is no threat against planes or airports. Absolutely no threat. They redacted that, but they made the mistake and they put the unredacted document up. And we got a shot of that. Meanwhile, we have the acting U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security say the threat is still severe. So yeah, it's still severe. Don't worry about that. We gotta do everything we can to, harass people at the airports. And I've got an update on all this talk about the real ID. You know, we've got a lot of people who are saying why residents in some states in America may need a passport in order to travel by plane domestically. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Of course, they put this law in under Bush back in 2005, and they've continued to give extensions to states who do not meet the standards for the new ID. And so you have to have not only a driver's license, but it's got to be a driver's license from somebody that has the right kind of vetting of you to make sure that this license is valid. Meanwhile, on the other side of this, we've got all these challenges in Texas and North Carolina. We got a judge who says anything that requires a photo ID to vote is targeting minorities with surgical precision. Why is that racist? And why is it that we have to have ID to fly and not to vote? I think that voting is far more dangerous than flying. You can do a lot more damage with that, and we have a lot of documented voter fraud. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
We're going to have updates on all the stories that we've been following the last couple of weeks. Of course, an update on the Vegas shooting and the appearance on Ellen DeGeneres by Jesus Campos after he disappeared. Some of the absurd things that have come out of that absurd interview. We're also going to have some updates on Harvey Wood and things that are tied to that. As Cynthia McKinney has said, it's going to be Hollywood, and then up next is the corruption and the sexual abuse that is coming out of politics in Washington. It's already started in California. And, of course, there have been a lot of raids lately where they have saved a lot of children who have been kidnapped, big pedophile rings. This is the 11th raid that has happened, and a lot of people have been arrested. A lot of children have been freed. Tomorrow we're going to have an individual come on who is a producer of a film called Open Secrets. He's going to be here in studio. We're going to talk to him about his documentary on that very subject. But we're going to get to those in just a moment. Right now, I want to talk about a story that really hasn't gotten much exposure because of our focus on these events that have been happening in America, something that's going on in China. And we need to pay attention to what is going on in China. It's kind of interesting that on this 100th anniversary, it's this month, the 100th anniversary of the October Revolution in the Soviet Union. And don't forget that Vladimir Lenin was sent to start that revolution on a sealed train with $10 million in gold. That's $10 million in gold in 1917 dollars that he was sent in with. And he was sent there by bankers. He traveled from Switzerland into Russia to start that revolution. And in the same way, when we look at communist China, and folks, it is still communist China. They may have a veneer of capitalism, but that country is still being run by communists. And if you've got any doubt about it, just need to take a look at what Xi Jinping has been doing this last week. And, of course, it was something that was also propped up by central bankers, by globalists. Started with Nixon's opening to China. I mean, you even had Stephen Sondheim do a Broadway show about Nixon's opening to China. But it was Henry Kissinger. It was the globalists, the central bankers who were pushing that. They wanted some slave labor. They also wanted to change the balance of power away from the West. And they've done a great job of that. They really have eviscerated our economy. And so now we've got Xi, or as I like to call him, 11. I don't know why they put his name out as XI and pronounce it Xi. You know, Xi is the man, which you could say. And, of course, you know, who was on first? They had a president who, and he was on first. This is kind of like Abbott and Costello, isn't it? But now Xi is the man. And Xi is essentially creating a cult of personality. And he is reviving the kind of strong policies that China had moved away from in order to get wealthy and powerful. He is now moving back to that. And so he's got big plans. He's got big plans of economic and military hegemony. He says, no, we're not going to dominate people. We're just going to be the number one guys out there. But we're going to be benevolent dictators of the world. And you can take a look at how benevolent he has been as a dictator to his own people, if you want to believe that or not. But this is a guy with ambition. This is a strong communist dictator that has emerged from this meeting this last week. And just like any self-respecting communist party, they have a meeting every 5 years to come up with a five-year plan. And they're going to centrally plan the economy. They're going to do it once every 5 years. they're going to take a look at it. So that's one of the reasons why communism fails. A marketplace has everybody who is making purchasing decisions in the marketplace. They're constantly making decisions, and they're constantly fine-tuning the marketplace with those decisions that they make. They're constantly voting, if you will. I mean, it's real democracy in a real marketplace, if you've got a real free marketplace, because people are constantly voting, and those votes, in terms of what they choose, are constantly being reflected. And if the businesses who are selling their services do not respond to the votes, and if they see that they are losing out and they don't respond by cutting their prices or improving their products or doing something in a real free market, then they're going to be eliminated, because there's this thing, they have to succeed based on profits. That's why capitalism always wins. And I don't like to say capitalism, because capitalism has gotten a bad name now, because we've had so much crony capitalism, which, quite frankly, is economic fascism. So I like to talk about a free market. Because whenever you got government regulation coming in, it starts taking us immediately away from a free market. And it starts taking us into crony capitalism. And it takes us into socialism and government control. But let's take a look at what Xi Jinping is doing in China. This is the 19th Communist Party Congress. They hold it every 5 years. Xi's allies will be promoted. His adversaries will be chastised. And Xi Jinping thought will be impressed upon China's future. So let's get into the mind of this dictator. He wants to have a doctrine that is named after him. So that's one of the key things, to know that this guy is falling into the trap of most dictators. Only Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping have done that before him. And you know, when we went to China to adopt my daughter, I was absolutely amazed. I mean, this is 10 years ago. I was absolutely amazed that they still had these massive banners up of Mao. And you could buy, like, little communist caps, and you could buy Mao's little red book at the marketplaces and everything. It's like, wow, I thought these guys had awakened. I thought they were moving toward a free market. And it's like, no, it's just a beard. It's just a beard. If you go back and, what was the name of that movie? It was Blast from the Past. And you go back and you look at the dad, and at the very end of the movie, you know, if you've seen that movie, they get trapped. He was a strident and anti-communist. He didn't trust the communists. And he built his own shelter. And one day when they're down in the shelter, this plane crashes and traps them there. And they think it's been a nuclear bomb. And so they stay in this shelter for like 20 years or something. And they come out. And so that's the blast from the past. That's the fish out of water comedy that they have. But at the very end, when they finally realize what had happened, somebody comes in. They say, yeah, you know, the Berlin Wall has come down and Russia's no longer communist. And he goes, uh-huh, yeah, right. And he starts pacing off another bomb shelter in the back. So when you look at what the Chinese communists are doing, and when you look at what's going on with the cult of Mao that is still alive and well, even though they were telling everybody they're moving towards capitalism, they just wanted to get rich. They just want to get powerful. And they're going to have to use capitalism to do that. Now they think they've got enough money and they've got enough power that they can now indulge their totalitarian fantasies as they have been doing to their own people. As Breitbart reports, there's been some telltale signs of Xi's rising power. Repeated references to himself as leader, an honorific that was previously reserved only for Mao and his successor, a possible change in the formal title to party chairman, a position that nobody has held since the 80s. Becoming party chairman, instead of being general secretary, his current title, would allow him to get past the term limits that are coming up in 2022. And one individual from the School of Oriental and African Studies in London told Reuters that Xi is now moving more in the direction of a king, saying, I am China. I am the Communist Party. You get the drift? Okay, this guy is getting into some heady dictatorship stuff. Kind of sounds like the guy who opened up China, you know, when Nixon said, it's not against the law if the president does it. Okay, it's not illegal, right? South China Morning Post summarized his thought as this. They said, central to the new era. They always have a new era. Why is it that the communists always need a new era? It's because it's always failing, but it's always failing forward. Don't worry. We'll fix it with the next five-year plan. We'll fix it with the new era. It's going to have four self-confidences, a need for China to have faith in its system, its path, its theory, its culture. Xi maintains that China needs to have confidence in its one-party political system and its traditional culture, as opposed to Western political ideas and values. Unlike Ding, who said some people could get rich first, Xi has now focused on the need for wealth redistribution. The next thing you know, he's going to have some kind of cultural revolution, isn't he? And he's going to start starving people like Mao did as part of the Cultural Revolution. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, a little bit more about his ambition, because this is very important. This is something that is going to affect your life. Part of their ambition is monetary. They want to take down the U.S. dollar, and it is a fiat currency that is ripe to be knocked over, and they want to do it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force, now Brain Force Plus. There's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at some of the pronouncements of the Chinese president at their Communist Party convention. You know, they're able to modify the Constitution there at the convention. I mean, kind of like an Article 5 con, isn't it? Constitutional Convention. We don't want to have one of those. I'm David Knight. We're going to get back to that, and we are going to take a little bit deeper look at the plans and the designs of the now openly communist leader, President Xi. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales we have here. It's what funds this program, this operation, everything we do here at InfoWars. BrainForce Plus, 50% off, the deepest discount we've ever had, and it's not going to last much longer. So take advantage of that. It's a great time to stock up or to even try it if you haven't tried it before. I think you're going to like it. It's my favorite supplement that we have here at InfoWars. We also have some deep discounts on some very important supplements, important to your health. There's no question that you need sufficient iodine, selenium, B12. We have a great way to get all of those, and we've got them 40% off. Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine formula, you can get that 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, no synthetics, no fillers. It is non-GMO, 100% organic, made from mustard seeds. Our BioTrue Selenium is also 40% off. And Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, which is a great way to get B12 without having to take injections. You just put it under your tongue, leave it there for 15 seconds, and it's great tasting. Gets you the same effect as taking an injection without getting the shot. That is also 40% off, Secret 12. And we have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee in either a Patriot blend or an immune support blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off Wake Up America Coffee. That's the code WAKEUP at checkout. All right, we're looking at the things that are coming out. The new emerging dictator out of China. And, of course, we've seen a lot of moves that he has made to shut down freedom of speech and other things like that. His power has come at the expense of the liberty of the citizens there, of course, as always. And one of the things that they're saying here is it remains to be seen. This is somebody, the South China Morning Post, analyzing this and says it remains to be seen whether or not his central decision-making organ will be able to make adequate policies for a diverse country. Of course they can't. That's why they have these five-year conventions. Same thing that the Stalinists did. All communists. I don't know what's so magic about every 5 years. I guess they figure it's a long enough time that everybody can forget the failed policies of 5 years earlier. It's like, don't worry, we're going to fix it now. But, of course, that's the central problem with communism. The central problem is central planning. They don't know enough. They don't have enough information. They don't know how to allocate resources. A free market will always succeed better than they will. So the question is he going to move forward towards having a world-class military by 2050, as he points out, or are they going to move backwards into communism? That could be actually long-term good news. But one of the things that they're trying to do is they are trying to take down the petrodollar, the U.S. dollar, that has been propped up since we had the agreement with Saudi Arabia, propped up by Saudi Arabia and those who buy Federal Reserve notes, because it's simply a fiat currency. When we came off of the gold standard, we created the petrodollar. We said all energy, all oil, because that is energy, folks. The environmentalists don't want you to think that, but yes, that's where we get all of our energy, all of our affordable energy. Sorry, it comes from fossil fuels. They wanted to make the U.S. dollar the world reserve currency, as it had been after World War II. It became apparent that America was spending far more money than they had gold. They were printing more money than they had gold to back it up, so they stopped that and they moved to the petrodollar. Now we have seen moves from Russia, from China, from other organizations saying they're going to create competing currencies, they're going to create competing cyber currencies, and that's a real threat because that's something that governments don't have control of. So now the governments are trying to create government cyber currencies so that they can control it. But this is a direct attack on the fiat dollar, and if that collapses, that will be far more devastating than any kind of military moves that China could do. Nevertheless, he does have military aspirations. He wants a world-class military by 2050 that can fight and win wars across all theaters. All theaters. He wants to be a global superpower. Since becoming president and also chairman of the Central Military Commission, the CMC in 2012, writes Breitbart, Mr. Xi, has trimmed and rebalanced the traditionally land-based People's Liberation Army, the PLA. He's restructured its top leadership to reduce their clout and to centralize authority in himself. Again, a military dictatorship. This is the big brother of Kim Jong-un is what we're talking about here. He even arrested two top generals who were vice chairman of the CMC for suspected corruption. He vows to modernize the army, and he is going to prevent other people from meddling in China's affairs. That's what he says here. He says he's going to modernize the army by 2035, and of course, he's going to have the world-class superpower military by 2050. He says no one should expect China to swallow anything that undermines its interests. He says it's time for us to take the center stage with both military buildup, economic hegemony, and other issues. And as the New Yorker points out, Xi has used his power to curb the power of his citizens. That's what these communist dictators always do. As they say, under his rule, China has become increasingly repressive. The media is censored. Civil society has been muted. Activists have been silenced. Human rights lawyers arrested. More than a million officials have been disciplined. Despite paying lip service to the Constitution, he is steering the country away from the rule of law and toward the rule of the party. That's why they have their party conventions. That's why he gets the honorary titles that are going to allow him to extend his reign there. And we've seen massive crackdowns in Hong Kong, one of the freest countries in the world, quite frankly. If you go back to the 1980s and you look at Milton Friedman's series, Free to Choose, he continually goes back to Hong Kong as an example of something, a place where people have freedom. And I have to say, it was really an eye-opening contrast. As I pointed out before, when we went to adopt my daughter in China, it was an eye-opening contrast to see mainland China and to see Hong Kong, to go back and forth between the two. There's been a lot of economic improvement since Mao in mainland China. But to go to Hong Kong and see how much more wealthy people were there, how they would respond to you. So one of the friendliest cities I've ever been in, especially for a big city. And of course, one of the things that first struck us as we were traveling by train was to see that all of a sudden we saw crosses. And I thought, you know, that's funny. I hadn't seen any crosses in churches in China because there's massive repression of Christianity by the Chinese communists. Nevertheless, it thrives. The more they try to press down Christianity, the stronger it grows. And that's one of the big success stories of China, as they try to repress free speech, as they make more central planning, they will see their power decline. And that's the reality of it. You know, one of the things that we still laugh about was my daughter, after she left the orphanage, she was older, and she was almost 5 years old when we adopted her, and she had, for about 6 months, been staying with a foster family. They didn't know that she was up for adoption. And when she left, the foster dad wrote this letter that the translator read to us. And part of it was to say, always obey your government, whatever they say. And the family looked at me, and I said, wrong family. They gave her to the wrong family for that to happen, and we all broke up laughing. But the thing about Hong Kong is that they got a taste of freedom, because the British government really didn't want to rule it. It had inherited this as part of the British Empire. They had a 99-year lease, which they didn't want to try to keep going. So they were eager to turn it over to China, to the Chinese communists. And everybody was worried at the time that they were going to extend their power and interfere with Hong Kong. And they have, as they've been trying to put this kind of personality cult, the worship of the Communist Party, it is infiltrating first and foremost into the curriculum of the schools, teaching the children. They want to get the children at an early age. Just like we see here, we had Bill Ayers leave the Weathermen and go into education. And all this stuff about white privilege, all this race war stuff, all this political correctness, all of this environmental alarmism, that is what they're using the schools for. They're not teaching Johnny to read. They're not teaching reading, writing. They're not teaching the kind of critical skills that you need to think independently. That's the last thing they want. They don't want you to think for yourself. They don't want you to have the tools to think for yourself. They want to propagandize you. And they did the same thing in Hong Kong. But when they did it in Hong Kong, when they started manipulating the textbooks, the people in Hong Kong took to the streets by the thousands. And tens of thousands, quite frankly. Massive protest. But of course, they have arrested people who are in the press in Hong Kong. They are asserting their authority and trying to shut down the freedom of one of the freest places on earth. And it's a shame to see it. But as I said, it is going to work to their detriment ultimately. But it may have some severe consequences in the meantime for the U.S. and our currency, especially. I'm David Knight. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with a news break.
Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said, there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emmerich's Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
I've been talking the last couple of segments about President Xi. this guy is, let's just call him 11. I have a hard time calling him Xi. But, he is assuming dictatorial powers. He is creating titles for himself that are bigger than life. And he is creating a cult of personality. In the meantime, he is suppressing civil liberty and freedom. He is oppressing people who engage in free speech. And we're going to be talking in the next half hour about how Democrats here in this country want to do the same thing. But the whole thing about the cult of personality, the whole thing about Mao that he created, and they still worship him as God in that country. I talked about how they've got the massive banners up and they're still selling his little red book and so forth. But government as God, that is the central theme of the Communist Party. You know, they don't like to have any competition in the God category. So they want to create this leadership cult where they are God. And I want to play for you a clip from President Trump in marked contrast to that kind of mindset that we get from President Xi, that we get from the Democrats who want to control free speech here in this country. Government is not God. And when President Trump was speaking to the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C., he had a great excerpt from that, recognizing freedom, recognizing the source of our freedom, and it doesn't come from government, it comes from God. Here's what he had to say.
Your organization is named the Heritage Foundation because you understand that our glorious heritage is the foundation of everything we hope to achieve. You understand that human progress must be built upon a firm foundation of timeless truths. These truths are immortalized in our founding documents. And the most important truth our founders understood was this: freedom is not a gift from government. Freedom is a gift from God.
Absolutely. And that's part of our heritage.
And that is why we're here tonight, to rededicate ourselves to the defense of our God-given rights.
If the government gives it to you, it's a privilege, and they can take it away.
We're here to ensure that we defend this legacy from any threat, foreign or domestic, that would seek to weaken our values, diminish our freedoms, or dissolve the bonds that hold us so strongly and firmly together. As our nation has responded in recent weeks to a series of heartbreaking tragedies, from the catastrophic storms to the devastating wildfires to the horrific mass shooting in Las Vegas, we are reminded that no destructive force on earth is stronger than the courage, character, and love of the American people.
You know, when President Trump started that speech, he said, I'm here at the Heritage Foundation, and our heritage is one of God-given liberty. That was in the Declaration of Independence, saying, you know, that was a direct contrast to the divine right of kings. It's like, no, each of us is created equal before God. We don't have people like President Xi or Chairman Mao, or Hillary Clinton, who are special characters, who are above the law. We don't get our rights as they're granted by government, as privileges. And it's very important that we understand that this is our heritage and that we don't allow Black Lives Matter and the anti-fascists, the anti-fas, to tear down our civilization, tear down our culture. That's why they're coming after the statues of every sort from Columbus on to the present time. They want to tear down everything about our heritage because they want to make government God. Well, we're not going to let it happen. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to take a look at the GOP. Do they have the will to live? Are they going to keep Obamacare on life support? Well, if they do, it is an act of suicide. But, of course, we have people like John McCain, who apparently is down with suicide. He's down with taking the GOP down. And he is pushing as hard as he can to make sure that's going to happen, to save Obamacare and kill the Republican Party, especially President Trump's presidency. That appears to be what John McCain wants to do. So let's take a look at what's going on here. First of all, with all the criticism of the lack of getting anything done that we've seen in the Senate, understand that they typically only are in session for 2.5 days a week, even when they're there. And they take long vacations that come around very, very frequently. So now, in a recognition of that and a recognition of the deadline that they've got, and I mean it as a real deadline, if the Republicans do not get tax reform done, just like they failed on Obamacare, if they do not get that done, then it's going to have massive economic consequences, because built into this recovery, built into the stock market that is now just past 23,000 on the Dow, that is troubling, because it is something of a bubble. And we all know that bubbles are always searching for a pin to burst them. That pin would be the failure to get tax reform and to do it retroactively to the beginning of the year. That is what has been built in, the expectations built in since President Trump won the election, even before he became president. And there are some, like Bob Corker, who would like to see that happen. If they could take down Trump, they would pull down the pillars of the temple and the foundations of America to get to President Trump. That's how much these establishment Republicans hate him. And they're even trying to undo the bold moves that President Trump did a week ago about Obamacare. But let's first take a look at the fact that this is a little bit of a positive sign. We've had Mitch McConnell, as Breitbart points out, has folded under populist pressure. He has now extended the Senate work week. They're going to be working long hours, folks. They're going to actually do 5 days of work a week. Typically, they would work from Monday evening to early Thursday afternoon. So I don't know, maybe they come in and do a couple hours worth of work on Monday and then go to dinner or something and start wining and dining each other. I don't know. But they're actually going to work on Fridays now and half a day on Thursday. And maybe they'll actually come in Monday morning to work. Wow, can you imagine what these guys could get done? It's kind of scary because, you know, what kind of laws are they going to pass? See, they don't pass laws anymore. That's the whole thing. I mean, they've taken this easy schedule because, for the most part, what they do is they just say, well, we'll just sit here and do nothing unless there's a crisis. And then we'll come in as the saviors. But we'll pass all the regulations, all the law creation. We'll pass that to the bureaucracies. We'll let the bureaucracies write the law. Because, you know, the bureaucracies, they can crank out 80,000 pages of new laws every year. They could never do that. That's one of the reasons why the founders created that process, because they didn't want to have 80,000 laws created every year. And, of course, as I've said before, the laws that are created by the bureaucracy are not treated as true laws. They're created as regulations, which means that if you break one of them, they say, well, you haven't broken a law. It's not a criminal act because, you know, laws are made by Congress. And if you break that, that's a crime. But if it's a regulation that's created by the bureaucracy, oh, now you don't have the protections that you have in the Constitution against unreasonable seizure of your property. So we can do civil asset forfeiture. We can do all these things. We don't have to find you guilty. We can just take your property. And there's no presumption of innocence. And there's no prohibition against excessive fines because you haven't broken a law. You've just violated a regulation. So that's the way they have been operating. And that's why they only come in 2.5 days a week when they come in. But things have to change because they do have to do the budget. That is one thing that they still haven't figured out how they can push that off onto the swamp to get done. So now they're going to actually work till Friday. Till Friday. Amazing. And they might even come in early on Monday. So that's, he's gotten a little bit of a message, Mitch McConnell has. And they are poised for crucial votes that are related to the tax reform measures, reports Reuters. They say the Senate and House of Representatives must agree on a fiscal year 2018 budget resolution for Republicans to meet the goal of enacting a tax bill and sending it to Trump for his signature by the end of the year. So the pressure is on. Meanwhile, there's been a lot of back and forth about what's going on with Obamacare. As I said before, President Trump took two bold moves last week. He said, all right, the Congress, Senate isn't going to do anything. They promised they're going to do something about Obamacare, but they're not going to do it. So I'll do something about it. First of all, I will add more competition across state lines. That was a positive thing. He did that with Rand Paul. Then the other part of it was what Jerome Corsi has been talking about all year, and that is to stop the illegal, fraudulent, unconstitutional funding of Obamacare that was struck down by a judge. And now we've got 18 attorneys general suing because a judge shut that down. I mean, that's the absurd situation that we're in right now. So there are questions because Lamar Alexander was saying, well, I've got the authority. This is a establishment Republican, Lamar Alexander from Tennessee. He says, I have a compromise here. I've got the approval of President Trump. Well, not so much, actually. And, of course, the Congress is not going to go along with this either, the House. A White House official said Wednesday night that any deal on Obamacare relief, anything that's coming out of the Senate, would have to have relief from Obamacare's individual mandate, which requires that people have health insurance. The mandate is a central component of Obamacare, socialist control of medicine. You have to have mandates because they know that you won't choose it voluntarily. So they have to hold a gun to your head and tell you what to do. It's central planning of your health care, which is why it is destined to fail. It is a communist system. It is changing insurance to entitlement. And once you change health care to an entitlement, now you're on the road to total socialized medicine. A current bipartisan health care proposal between Senators Lamar Alexander, Republican, and Patty Murray, Democrat from Washington, is all but dead at the moment, given opposition from Trump and many Republican lawmakers. They say that anything that comes out of the Senate, said the White House, is going to have relief from individual and employer mandates, is going to have a greater ability for middle-income families to control their health care dollars, and it's going to have meaningful flexibility for states to allow their residents to escape the onerous Obamacare mandates and requirements. And when they say meaningful flexibility, that appears to be, says The Hill, a reference to expanding waivers that would allow the deal to, that would allow states to repeal more Obamacare regulations so we can actually have affordable health care. And so the Senate deal is essentially dead on arrival. Paul Ryan has said that nothing is going to happen with it. So even if they put this thing together and move it forward, absolutely nothing is going to happen on that. We still are concerned, however, about DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Are they going to be legalized? Are they going to get amnesty? Because that's what legalization means. Even if you say you're not going to make them citizens, you're still legalizing it. And when we have a welfare system, that is a magnet. And the other side of that magnet, the other pole of that magnet, is to know that once you come in to get the welfare services, or even to get a job, that you're not going to be thrown out because we're going to eventually do amnesty. And we've been doing that for the last 30 years. We did it under Ronald Reagan. He said, oh, we got millions of people who came here illegally. They've been here illegally for a number of years. Yeah, they're foreign citizens and they thumb their noses at our laws, but we don't want to throw them out. And now that's what they're doing with DACA. And so we're not going to have two different classes of citizens. Eventually, what's going to happen is you're going to legalize them. You're going to give them voting rights. And then once they're made full citizens and they have voting rights, they're going to not only vote for Democrats, but they're going to have chain immigration. They're going to bring their relatives in as well. So what this is, just understand that DACA is an extension of the Anchor Baby fiction, because Anchor Baby is a fiction. That is not the way that citizenship is passed on, just happening to be on soil. Now we have, as we ramp up the welfare status, we now have a judge ordering the Trump administration to give abortions to illegals who come here. Wait a minute. I thought we were supposed to be concerned about children. I thought we were supposed to be concerned about children who had no control over what their parents were doing to them. Isn't that what happens with abortions? Oh, that's okay. The Obama-appointed judge says, you better do it, Trump, or I'll hold you in contempt.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the BrainForce Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, and you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
We have your Russian collusion, Mad Maxine, but you might want to hold on to that Impeach 45 pitchfork because it's not what it seems. A new bombshell report from The Hill reveals that the FBI had uncovered a Russian bribery plot way back in 2009. The FBI gathered substantial evidence that Russian nuclear industry officials were engaged in bribery, kickbacks, extortion, and money laundering designed to grow Vladimir Putin's atomic energy business inside the U.S. But they sat on the story for years, allowing President Obama to sign a controversial deal in 2010, giving Russia control of 20% of U.S. uranium. The report confirms the Russians routed millions of dollars into the U.S. to support this scheme via charitable donations to the Clinton Foundation. Plus, special counsel Robert Mueller sat on the committee alongside Hillary Clinton, which rubber-stamped the sale of uranium despite knowing about Russian racketeering. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We talked about communist suppression in communist China. President Xi, as he's creating a cult of personality, as he's shutting down all opposition, both in his country and in the city of Hong Kong. They call it a separate autonomous region, but it's not going to be separate and autonomous much longer. They keep enacting their controls. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in our country. I played at the top of the hour President Trump saying, our freedom is a gift from God. That is our heritage. Well, that heritage is being torn down by the communist activists in this country, just as the communists in other countries have always torn down freedom, have always torn down the heritage of a country, their culture, their religion. It must be destroyed so they can establish themselves as God. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a quick look at free speech in just a moment. I want to real quickly remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off BrainForce Plus. That's not going to last much longer. The deepest discount we've ever had off of the popular nootropic. It is my favorite supplement that we have here. I would call it Brain Focus. 50% off of BrainForce Plus. Also, we have discounts on Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, 40% off. And Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formulation. That is also 40% off. And you can get all Emmerich's Essential Packs. This is the entire line of GMO-free, all-organic household products. You can get everything at Emmerich's Essentials, 50% off. And finally, you can get 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. I love the taste of Wake Up America Coffee, and everybody here in the early morning crew does. You can get 20% off by entering the code WAKEUP at checkout. That's 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America with the code Wake Up. We made it easy for you to remember at checkout. So check that out, and I think you'll like that coffee as well. Let's talk about, before we get to free speech, let me finish up with what I was talking about just before we went to break, about this judge who was appointed by, guess who? Barack Obama. The judge's name is, this is U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan of the U.S. District Court for the District of Criminals. She has ordered that the U.S. government pay for, actually I should say that the U.S. taxpayers pay for the 17-year-old pregnant teenager who came here illegally. A foreign citizen here illegally can get a taxpayer-paid abortion. Attorneys general from 8 U.S. states have filed an amicus brief. They did this on Tuesday saying that an illegal alien does not have a right to an abortion. Especially not a right to taxpayer-funded abortion. We continue to use the welfare state, free abortions, free educations, free this, free that. And that is a magnet. That's going to pull people in regardless of how big the wall is. If you got a magnet like that, it is going to suck people across the border. Just like if you have unlimited amounts of money in Washington, D.C., it is going to be a big magnet for criminals of all sorts to come and to Washington, D.C. to run for office or to become lobbyists or to bribe these crooks who are already there. I mean, the only way that you're going to have election reform, you're not going to be able to do it by having extra controls and extra monitors. You've got to get the money out of Washington, the power out of Washington, because as long as you've got the money and power there and the kind of critical mass that we have, it is like a giant black hole, and it's going to suck every criminal on the planet there in one way or the other. I mean, that's essentially what we're seeing with what's now been exposed. The depth of the corruption, the fraud, the bribery, the money laundering that Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, Timothy Geithner, the Obama administration, Justice Department, the FBI in general, they were all involved. All these people who are investigating President Trump for the Russian collusion, they were all colluding with Vladimir Putin, getting kickbacks in foreign countries so that they could do a sweetheart deal so they could get control of 20% of the uranium. And, of course, we knew some elements of that, but now it is deeply documented. We have now can see these devils in the details that have been released. But let's go back to this abortion case again, because that's the other part of it. When you create magnets to pull in certain, you got money and power in Washington, you're going to pull in the criminals. You got welfare, you're going to pull in poor people from other parts of the world. And you tell them also, by the way, you get here, we're not going to throw you out. We don't have the heart to throw you out. Even after we've given you a free education at taxpayer expense, even though we have shut down the American dream or severely restricted it, the American dream of owning a home by raising property taxes to build entire schools that are filled with people who came here illegally. Don't worry about that. We're just going to let you stay. We're not even going to say, we gave you a free education. Is that enough? Go home to your country. But they use the argument that these people were brought here by their parents. And oh, by the way, they say this judge threatens the Trump administration, saying if you don't give them an abortion, if you don't get these foreign citizens who are here illegally an abortion, I'm going to find you in contempt. Well, do it. Do it. What authority does she have to punish President Trump or anybody in the Trump administration? Let her find them guilty of contempt. It was Andrew Jackson who found the Supreme Court. He had contempt for the Supreme Court. He said, they made their ruling. They've made their order. Let's see them enforce it. I think President Trump, at some point, he's got to stop letting these activist Democrat judges shut down everything that he does and make these mandates on him and on the American people. That's the important thing. You can't allow this to continue. We have to have a way to get rid of these judges. We cannot allow these appointments, these political appointments, they are political. All these judges, all the way up to the Supreme Court, they are political. They should not be such a thing as a lifetime appointment. It should be very easy for these people to be impeached or removed. And removed for cause. We've got a lot of causes to remove these people. So anyway, this judge rules that the teenager, despite her legal status of being a foreign citizen, has constitutional rights to get welfare. Well, first of all, there's no constitutional right to welfare, and she's not a citizen. And what about the fact, as they say, you know, you can't send these kids, these DACA kids back, because they're just victims of what their parents did. What about the baby? What about the baby that was brought here by her mother, who brought this unborn baby here? How about the baby who's going to lose its life because of the actions of the mother? Does that matter? You see the cognitive dissonance there? We got to worry about the kids. All right, let's take a look at free speech here. Washington Examiner, this is on the Drudge Report, says that Drudge, Facebook, New York Times readers even, could face libel suits for sharing fake news. Who determines what's fake news? Well, that would be the party leader, maybe the Democrat Party leader or the Communist Party leader that would decide that. Users of platforms and news feeds, writes Washington Examiner, from Facebook to Twitter to the Drudge Report, even the New York Times, could be punished for sharing fake news from those sites, says the former Democrat chair of the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission. In a broad proposal that adds threatening libel suits to regulatory plans that are already pushed by Democrats on the Federal Election Commission, the ex-chair, Ann Revell, believes her support for expanding regulation in the wake of reports that foreign governments spent $100,000 on a 2016 political ads on Facebook. And so she would include fake news, not just paid ads. Now listen to the way that they would regulate this, how they would intimidate people. Oh, this is also good. She would regulate to improve voter competence. How do you do that? But then she would also say in this proposal, after a social media user clicks share on a disputed item, if the platforms do not remove them, and if they only label them as disputed, if that doesn't intimidate you enough, then they would have a pop-up saying, you might be sued for libel if you share this. How's that for heavy-handed intimidation and shutting down free speech. Stay with us. We're going to be right back, and we'll be talking to Lee Stranahan right after the break.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today, support your own health, and support the InfoWar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force, now Brain Force Plus. There's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Could you be sued for sharing an article off of Facebook or retweeting it from Twitter? That's what the Democrats would like to do. We have Ann Revell. I mean, is this just a crazy woman who was on the Federal Elections Commission? Well, yeah, she was a crazy woman, all right, crazy for power. But understand, she did achieve a very high position politically. and she is now at Berkeley University, Berkeley Law School. And they put together a proposal, as I was just saying before the break, if a social media user clicks on a disputed article, something that somebody believes is fake news. Now, who would those people be, those arbiters of truth, of absolute truth? Well, it wouldn't be you, the audience. It would be some third party like Southern Poverty Law Center. But if you click on that, and of course the sites would probably have a warning there, and if you were bold enough to not be intimidated by that, then she would propose that they would have to put a pop-up there to remind you that if you share something that has been flagged as untrue, it might trigger liability under libel law. But of course, the people that they really want to intimidate more than anything are going to be, or to give, not necessarily intimidation, because we have Twitter and Facebook who have bought into censorship, but they want to give them an excuse to intimidate you, give them a financial reason to intimidate you, because they're going to be the subject of the lawsuit primarily because they've got the deep pockets, not necessarily you. So joining us now is Lee Stranahan to talk about this new form of censorship through intimidation. Lee is a man who needs no introduction, but I'll give him one anyway. He's a journalist, a pioneer in digital media with over 25 years of experience in broadcast production. He's been a contributing writer and reporter for two of the top news sites in the world, the liberal Huffington Post and the conservative Breitbart News. You can find him today. He's got citizenjournalismschool.com and also thepopulist.us. Joining us now is Lee Stranahan. Welcome, Lee.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Dave. Really appreciate it. Always a pleasure to be on with you.
Well, thank you. What do you think about this newest proposal that we see? They keep ramping this up, saying, you know, it's fake news, and we're going to have to do something about that. And of course, also the actions that are being taken to regulate internet ads. And now John McCain has jumped in with the Democrats to give them the label of bipartisan support, saying we're going to have disclosure requirements. I'm all for disclosure. But that is really kind of a slippery slope so that they can establish control. They're going to continue to go. It's not just going to be disclosure.
Well, this is the thing. You know, we're reaching a really I don't like being overly hypey. It's frightening what's going on. Now, here's part of why it's frightening. The internet was the thing you could always point to and say, look, as bad as the establishment media is, as bad as the mainstream media is, at least we have the internet. At least we have YouTube. At least we have Twitter, right?
Yep.
Now that's being co-opted. And it's being co-opted in a way that's provable, for instance. We know that Amazon, for instance, has a big contract with the CIA, $600 million contract, okay?
Yes.
Google has a huge lobbying arm. By the way, at my office here, Populist.tv and Citizen Journalism School, right across the hall from me is moved a group called the Open Market Institute. Who they are, they used to be under the New America Foundation. You've heard of New America. That's lobbying arm, right?
Yes, yes.
They were.
And they also promoted the whole idea that we're going to have a North American Union as a couple of years ago that they were writing pieces. We need to have a North American Union passport. And it's like, hey, you always called us conspiracy theorists for saying that they're pushing for a North American Union, not just a NAFTA agreement. And then they come out and call for a North American passport. I mean, that's the same people that you're talking about there that are attached to Google.
And so Open Market, what they did was, the reason they're now across the hall from me here in Washington, is that they were kicked out. The reason they were kicked out is they suggested that some of these big tech companies like Google, like Amazon, should fall under antitrust, that maybe it's time. Because remember, when the government, the DOJ brought antitrust against Microsoft in the 90s and won, got a settlement. Microsoft was much less invasive than Google is today. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so,
if you look at the situations, Lee, like we said before, if you look at what they're doing to small-town bakers, small-town photographers, saying, you may not want to do this wedding because a homosexual wedding is something that you don't agree with and you don't want to work closely with us, but you have to because you're in business. But they won't make that kind of argument to the people who really do have a de facto monopoly, and that's people like Google and Facebook. They won't say, you can't destroy this content simply because you don't like it, and that's exactly what they're doing.
No, and it is frightening. Now, let me add another aspect to this that's very frightening to me. And by the way, Google, as soon as these people said, hey, maybe we should look at antitrust for Silicon Valley, New America Foundation said, bye, you're gone. Very, very interesting, right? So that's their commitment to freedom of speech. Remember, Google started with the motto, don't be evil. Perhaps they should go back to that. Now,
Steve Jobs laughed about that. He said, before he died, he said, their motto is don't be evil. And he says, yeah, right. And I kind of mocked him for it because he knew at the time what those guys were about very well.
No, it's a good motto. You just have to follow it. So here's the other thing that's frightening to me. So, and I have a personal interest in this, but, Yahoo ran a piece they did last Friday. And what the piece was, I host a radio show on Radio Sputnik 105.5 in DC, right? And part of the reason I do that is I've looked into this Trump-Russia thing. I never thought it was accurate. So when Radio Sputnik, which is funded by Russia, offered me a job, I had no moral compunctions whatsoever because I thought the story was bogus already. I didn't have to change my views one bit. So what they did was an ex-employee of Sputnik turned my tweets in to the FBI because I had contacted Guccifer too. Now, let's just stop right there. This is a journalist turning another journalist into the FBI for practicing journalism. Because what they don't tell you in that Yahoo story, do you think I was the first person to contact Guccifer too? No, I wasn't. There were many journalists, including from Vice, The Hill. By the way, they aren't mentioned in this article.
Roger Stone. I mean, that was the whole basis for them coming after Roger Stone was contacting Guccifer on Guccifer 2.0 on Twitter. So I said, oh, you're conspiring with him.
I'm the one who sort of introduced Roger to Guccifer because I was working with Roger. But and here's the thing. Hunter Walker, the reporter who wrote this story, he called me and I told him. I spent an hour on the phone with the guy. I said, I don't have a single regret about doing this journalistically because I was not the first reporter. Other mainstream reporters were talking to Guccifer. I was like 15th into the water on that. But again, that's not the way the story's pitched. The story's pitched like I was the first one to do it. I wasn't even close to the first one to do it. So in other words, if you've got a source that's got hacked material, right? I understand that there's a little bit of a journalistic question. Do I deal with this person or not? But once the mainstream's in, I was reporting for Breitbart at the time. Why can't you, do you see what I'm saying? In other words.
Oh yeah. They're trying to do the same thing with Assange, saying that it's a hostile state actor. And so we got all that censorship that is coming down the line against WikiLeaks and Julian Assange as well.
That's right. And by the way, you have the same journalistic issue with people like Richard Spencer, who's, you know, white nationalist, whatever, right? But you know where Richard Spencer gets interviewed? Everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Everywhere. NPR's interviewed him a number of times. But if I were to interview him at Breitbart, they'd say, oh, look, it's a, you know, I'm no longer at Breitbart, but you see what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. They would impute all of his philosophies to you, even though you're just interviewing him. So, you know, you're part of the white supremacist movement if you just talk to this guy. We got to take a quick break, Lee. We're going to be right back. We're talking to Lee Stranahan. You can find him at citizenjournalismschool.com, also at thepopulist.us. We'll be right back with Lee Stranahan.
Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, and you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm talking to Lee Stranahan. This is David Knight, and we've been talking about media censorship, the new, I guess, the environment that we'd say, and that we've seen some troubling things from both the left and the right. As Julian Assange has pointed out, the demonetizing of people on YouTube says that's a form of economic censorship. You know, they do that on YouTube. They also block ads going both directions, you know, prevent some websites from accepting ads, prevent others from pushing their ads out. And, of course, we've seen another level of that, and that is media attacks on our products that we sell. So we see all these different aspects of economic censorship, but that's not limited just to that. There's a whole spectrum of attacks on the free market, and they're coming from the left and the right, people reaching out in frustration because they're not winning that. So I want to go back to Lee in just one moment, but as we're talking about economic censorship, we've got some sales here at InfoWarsStore.com. This is what funds our operation. That's why they attack us. That's why they try to block the ads for supplements that we sell. I mean, they'll try to block ads about water filters. That's how desperate these people are. But we have some sales that we have put in to thank you for supporting us. One of those is BrainForce Plus. It's going to be ending at the end of the week. 50% off, the deepest discount we've ever had on BrainForce Plus. Also, some other sales that are going to be ending at the end of the week. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, 40% off. And Secret 12, that's our vitamin B12 formula, that is also 40% off. We have all Emmerich's Essentials, 50% off. And that's our entire line of household products that are non-GMO, totally organic. That's 50% off. You can find the Emmerich's Essentials at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, we have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee in either the Patriot or the Immune Support blends. Lee, you know, when we look at this, it was earlier, I guess it was about the middle of last week, we had the statements that were made by Rush where he criticized Trump for using his bully pulpit. He's like, you know, just get out of this issue. Stop talking about this. Trump has a right in his bully pulpit. Presidents have always had a bully pulpit. He has a free speech power, even as he is president, to criticize things that he disagrees with. But then he came back in and said, no, I think, you know, this fake news, after some lies were told about him, he got really angry. And he tweeted out, we've got to pull the licenses of networks. And, of course, networks aren't licensed. Individual stations are. We need to pull the license of some fake news networks. And it's like, no. I said at the time, let us handle that. You know, we got a free market here in ideas. We're capable of giving the other side. And that's the way that this ought to work. It ought to work as a competitive free market where they make their statements and then we take them apart. And we have that kind of back and forth all the time. That's the way the First Amendment works. So we see these calls coming in all directions. And again, the story that's out there today, the former chair of the Federal Elections Commission saying that we need to remind people that they can be sued if they share information on Facebook or Twitter. That's a large spectrum of attacks on free speech, and especially focusing on the internet because it's been so powerful.
Well, let me talk about two ways. This is going to be controversial, one of them for some people, but let me give two things that I think about this. The first one that's less controversial, but is going to really rub some people the wrong way because they don't do it in their daily lives. People ask, how can you fight this? The first thing is, don't censor yourself. You control yourself. Don't be a censor for yourself. What I mean by that is, I never tell people, I have people I'm critical of. I'm critical of the New York Times. I'm critical of some people on the right. I never say don't listen to them, ever.
Yes.
I want people to listen to everybody. I read the New York Times because I want to know what they're thinking. I listen to MSNBC because I want to know what they're thinking. I listen to InfoWars. I read Breitbart. I read the Daily Caller. Don't censor yourself at all. You've got to, in other words, you don't have to believe everything people say, but don't make the mistake of going, well, that source is disreputable. You have to take facts as they are. Here's the other one that's going to be more. Well,
before you move on, let me just underscore that. Back in the day, before we had the internet where you could pull up anybody that you wanted to read very quickly, I would subscribe to magazines and I would subscribe to opinion journals primarily. I want to get opinions like from National Review, and I also subscribe to The Nation. So I go either side. They'd typically be talking about the same issues. I wanted to see them do a back and forth, offer each side of it, and then decide myself instead of letting somebody like Newsweek or Time Magazine, who always wanted to take this mushy middle and always wanted to pretend that they were objective and they would never really give you the facts or debate an issue. They would just say, well, this is the way that it is. Well, it wasn't that way. I wanted to see people who are passionately arguing for one side or the other and then make my decision.
No, that's exactly right. And that's why that's what you have to do, I think. It's a buyer beware market. Now, here's the other one. This is going to be controversial with some people. I hear lots of conservatives say, like, let's say PBS does something that's awful. They did this Black Panther special last year. It was awful, full of lies. So immediately conservatives and libertarians come out and they say defund PBS. Let me give an alternative thing. Don't defund them. Get your views on them. In other words, they have a set of rules about ethics and documentaries. That PBS documentary and the Black Panther violated the rules. So my argument, now, by the way, there's two reasons. Number one, you're never going to actually defund them. We're a long way off from that, because as soon as you try to defund them, people bring up Big Bird. But the second part is, do you think that by defunding them, you're going to stop the ideas? No, they're just going to move over to Netflix, or Soros will just put more funding into PBS. While PBS is still publicly funded, demand what they should be doing. I'm not saying to PBS, don't put any leftist views on. I'm saying put some non-leftist views on. Do you see what I'm getting at here, David?
Oh, yeah, I understand. And in the past, they've used William F. Buckley, you know, they put on some token stuff. But, yeah, it really, the problem is that when we get a fairness-type doctrine like that, it never really works that way. As a matter of fact, we're going the other direction. Instead of, you know, getting rid of NPR, what they're doing is they repeal the Smith-Mundt Act, which allowed Voice of America and Radio Free Europe and everything to start propagandizing Americans. So they've actually accelerated it going in the other direction. I don't want the government telling me anything at all, but, of course, as you point out, they're going to do it one way or the other.
That's right. And privately, we actually, I'll tell you, I wrote a story at Breitbart last year about that PBS special. And then I talked to the ombudsman, which PBS has. He told me, and he wrote an article about it. He said he got a ton of response on it. Do you know what a ton of response was? About 30 phone calls, David. I want you to think about that. I specifically put the phone number for the ombudsman in the article, because I want people to be, I'm in favor of journalism, but I'm also in favor of activism, right? Unlike the traditional media, I don't pretend that I'm not an activist as well, because I am. I think if you're just a journalist observing the world falling apart and not doing anything about it, you're part of the problem, right?
But, absolutely.
But I want you to think about that, David. 30 phone calls was a lot. So what I'm saying is, people actually have more power than they think on these issues. And if they would exercise the power and say, look, I'm a taxpayer. I'm funding you too. If you want to put something out that's propaganda for the left, okay, I can't stop you. But why don't you put something out that shows the right perspective on abortion rates in America or whatever? I just name anything, right? Any issue that the media is only presenting one side on, ask for the other side. And I really do believe this is important, and it's something people can start doing. Start to shift your tactics a little bit. Realize that just opposing something isn't enough. Because, by the way, one of the remedies PBS says is if you point out something was actually false, as that special was, provably false. If you point that out, in their own rule book, PBS might have to give you airtime to present a different view, not just retract it, but present airtime. So, you know, I like to urge people to be creative. And look, by the way, David, that's always why I love coming on your show. I appreciate the real reason. You know, I'm not going to blow smoke too much because I'm on the show already, but you know this. That's one of the reasons I really admire what you and the whole crew here at Real News do. I think you present a lot of ideas that are really important for people to hear, and I always love being on the show.
Well, thank you. And you know what you're talking about with individual activism, I think that's what you're getting at with citizenjournalismschool.com. And the key thing is, you're talking about 30 comments. It was really a big issue to them. I've seen that with the homeschooling issue. I saw homeschoolers get active when legislation was proposed, and you really can make a difference. It's very important to have social media, because it's like a committees of correspondence to talk to each other, but also make your grievances known to the government. That's part of your First Amendment as well. Thank you for joining us. Lee Stranahan, citizenjournalismschool.com and thepopulist.us. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of
containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Powers, keep on lying.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Keep on dying.
AT&T, Time Warner, merging. Well, what's going to happen with that? That's also part of CNN. There's a story on Washington Times saying that strikes fear into the heart of conservatives. Just as we were talking to Lee Stranahan in the last couple of segments about censorship, as we have movements by the former head of the Federal Elections Commission, as John McCain is joining to say, yeah, let's regulate political speech on the Internet. We have to understand the climate that we're operating here and how free speech is really under attack from even people that you don't expect to see attacking it. But clearly, people like AT&T, Time Warner, CNN, to put this together, to have a massive consolidation, that is something we should all be very concerned about. As Washington Times points out, we're already feeling the squeeze from Google and Facebook, who are de facto monopolies. Are we going to allow another monopoly to be created by the consolidation of AT&T, Time Warner, CNN, and others? The president of Americans for Limited Government says, I'd be against it. Because I think the single greatest challenge to the First Amendment is the consolidation of media. Yes, I would underscore that. And, of course, it takes all different forms. It's radio as well as the Internet. We see the consolidation of control that makes it very easy for them to monopolize things. Coming up, we're going to be talking about some updates to Harvey Wood. We're going to be talking about Ellen and Jesus Campos. And, Campos. That wasn't an intentional joke. That was a Freudian slip. But they are shoveling it pretty heavy, aren't they? I didn't mean to say that. Jesus Campos. All right, we'll get to him in just a minute, and I'll get the pronunciation down correctly. But meanwhile, as we're talking about this step down of the man that President Trump was going to put in as head of the DEA, and we had a 60 Minutes exposure of what had happened with a law that basically gave immunity to the big pharmaceutical companies, made it very, very difficult to prosecute them for their role in the opioid crisis. And understand, as I said yesterday, that is a big part of the war on drugs. It's the fact that big pharma doesn't want competition from things like medical marijuana. And so they make that a class one drug. Meanwhile, they push through a law that everybody pretty much agrees made it impossible for them to do any prosecution. You want to know how bad the opioid epidemic is? Here's an example. This is on the Drudge Report, I think. Daily Mail has a story. Even the Iditarod, even the sled dogs in the Iditarod race, the premier race, dog sled race in the world, a 1,000-mile dog race, the Iditarod in Alaska, they've got several dogs that have tested positive for opioid pain treatment. They're going to get the sled dogs addicted to opioids. And that's the key thing. I mean, that's, It, of course, takes away the pain, which lets them run harder, which harms the dogs. You know, pain is a God's warning that something is wrong and you need to pay attention to it, right? So you take that away, and they don't realize that they've got an injury, and that injury can be a crippling injury. So I say, for the first time in the history of the world's most famous dog sled race, several of the high-performance animals have tested positive for a prohibited drug. They say several dogs tested for the opioid pain reliever Tramadol. And they said they were tested 6 hours after finishing the nearly 1,000-mile race. In March, they estimate that the drug could have been administered between 15 hours before the test or right before it. So that's how pervasive this is. So we've had a whistleblower that talked to 60 Minutes, and he was a former, let's see, his position was his former head of the DEA's Office of Diversion Control, and his story was backed up by a former DEA attorney, said that the change in protocol for investigating and prosecuting large pharmaceutical companies and their distributors first began in 2013. He said, these were not cases where it was gray. These were cases where the evidence was crystal clear that there was wrongdoing going on. And as Mint Press points out, this nomination withdrawal is just the tip of the iceberg of the drug war. You have to understand that what's going on here is fundamental to the drug prohibition war that has failed for 46 years. Prohibition has created a whole new set of problems. It's done nothing but make addiction worse.
We have your Russian collusion, Mad Maxine, but you might want to hold on to that Impeach 45 pitchfork because it's not what it seems. A new bombshell report from The Hill reveals that the FBI had uncovered a Russian bribery plot way back in 2009. The FBI gathered substantial evidence that Russian nuclear industry officials were engaged in bribery, kickbacks, extortion, and money laundering designed to grow Vladimir Putin's atomic energy business inside the U.S. But they sat on the story for years, allowing President Obama to sign a controversial deal in 2010, giving Russia control of 20% of U.S. uranium. The report confirms the Russians routed millions of dollars into the U.S. to support this scheme via charitable donations to the Clinton Foundation. Plus, special counsel Robert Mueller sat on the committee alongside Hillary Clinton, which rubber-stamped the sale of uranium despite knowing about Russian racketeering. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to take another look at the Ellen DeGeneres Show, the Ellen Show, and the reappearance after his disappearance of Jesus Campos coming on to her show. And as WorldNet Daily points out, they say, after he's been missing, Jesus has reappeared again. It's the return of Jesus. They say DeGeneres, in a highly scripted interview, so the Campos was speaking out once and only once to tell his story so that he could move on and not talk about it anymore. That's one of the most suspicious things about it. But there's so many suspicious things. Remember yesterday we played the interview. I commented on it somewhat, looking at it cold and live. Did it yesterday at the first hour. And as I report in WorldNet Daily, Ellen DeGeneres is sponsored by the Mandalay Bay. And I showed that. I showed the celebrity slot machines. You can pull up that B-roll so people can see that again. She actually plugged it on her show 9 days before the shooting. And then she shows up at an MGM property, the MGM Grand. And, of course, MGM owns the MGM Grand and Mandalay Bay as well. She shows up there. People are becoming slot machine millionaires by pouring their money in that machine with Ellen DeGeneres's picture on there, and they're so excited when they turn around and see the actual Ellen standing right next to them. You know, just like video poker, you can become, yes, that's the message that she is selling everybody on her show. You can have so much fun, and you can become a millionaire by dropping these coins in the machine. And it's a fair game. It really is. I got to say, it's got to be a fair game. That's what we were laughing about with the whole video poker, and the guy's a multimillionaire from playing video poker. What a bunch of nonsense. Everything about this has been a lie. And, of course, that interview was a lie. They say her likeness is imposed on the slot machines used by MGM, noted Fox News' Neil Cavuto. Well, you know, I covered it 7 hours before he did, but that's okay. We'll take that. I guess we'll be but the other interesting thing here, and I guess sometimes I feel like the Rodney Dangerfield of news, Mr. Just My Tie there. But anyway, we talked about that yesterday morning. So if you want to know what people are going to be talking about days or weeks later, you can tune in the morning. Real News with David Knight here. But I thought this was interesting, what the Las Vegas police had to say. This was reported by WorldNet Daily. Officer Larry Hatfield, spokesman for the department, said that Campos was not a missing person. He blamed independent journalist Laura Loomer for driving Campos into hiding. Loomer has been asking tough questions and tweeting stories about the Vegas shooting since right after the shooting. Of course, there were no tough questions. There were no questions at all asked by Ellen DeGeneres. Okay, she did not ask anything about that. But, of course, even though this guy had agreed to be on five interviews, including Sean Hannity, who's going to be on Live with Sean Hannity, and four other interviews, he all of a sudden just was scared off by Laura Loomer, who we've had on multiple times on InfoWars, giving her research. She went around and found out that, this company is kind of a bit dodgy that he's supposedly working for. They haven't had a license. They got a virtual address and so forth. She found him. She tried to interview him, but that was what scared him into hiding. It was that one lone journalist. That just doesn't make any sense. And of course, after this dog and pony show with Ellen DeGeneres, MGM says, "We could not be more proud of Jesus." Yes, I'm sure they're proud. They did a thing. "We're going to do a thing here." "Yeah, you and Ellen, you're going to do a thing for us. You want to make sure your family is very healthy. You will do a thing because we don't want to have exposure here." And she's not going to ask any of the tough questions. You know, I tweeted about this yesterday. Where have you been? We've been missing you for the last 5 days. Did you go to a clinic? Because we call the clinics, all eight of the clinics that were named, you weren't there. That was really kind of interesting. So where you been? Nothing like that. No kind of, you know, personal human interest story that you would expect an entertainer who's not really a journalist like Ellen. You would expect her to ask some human interest stories like, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where you come from. Tell us about your company. How long have you worked for your company? How long have you worked for MGM? No, none of that. Nothing about... why didn't you say anything when they had this phony timeline that they now say was not true? The very first, timeline 1.0, where he was the hero because he stopped the shooting and he was the last person there. Why didn't you say anything about that when they came out with that? Why did you not speak out at all? Why didn't you say something when they modified it? No, I'm not going to ask any questions about that. When did the police arrive? Ooh, that's a tough question, because that's something that goes to liability for MGM. That's maybe why he's on Ellen. That's it. That's your only interview. That's the only one you're going to do, as Ellen says. And then, of course, we bring in, it's not just a PR event for MGM. That whole thing was a PR event for the NFL as well. The NFL as well. But of course, it was the president of the labor union, David Hickey, the police, security, and fire professionals of America. He had lined up those five interviews that Campos disappeared on. And it was going to begin with a Sean Hannity interview on Thursday night. He disappeared without explanation, and the guy said, he's been saying for several days, I don't know where he is. I'm really getting worried. We haven't heard anything from him. He was the one that set up the interviews. But then MGM had said, don't worry about it. He'll talk about it when he's got, when the time is right, he'll talk about it. We're very proud of him and what he did with Ellen. It's a great thing they did. Yeah. Where is the, he's worshipped as a hero. He's worshipped as a, how was he a hero? He was checking on a stuck door and he got shot, according to the narrative here. He would have been a hero if he'd stopped the shooting. He was a hero because of Timeline 1.0. But then we look at Timeline 2.0 and Timeline 3.0, he's not a hero. But he's worshipped as a hero, and he gets all of those NFL tickets. That's great. He and the other guy there, he's also a hero. Because he was in the hallway when shooting started. I don't know how that makes you a hero. Like we said before, and let's go to some of these clips about Trump and about Sheriff Clark talking about what heroes are. Because, President Trump is getting harangued by everybody because he said he knew what he was getting into. See, Jesus Campos and the other guy that was there, the security guard, Stephen Shuck, I think is what his name is. They were not heroes because they were victims. They didn't know what they were getting into. A hero is somebody who knows that this is dangerous and they're doing it to help other people. And that's what President Trump was saying to this family. And let's hear what, let's do clip number two, where President Trump speaks for himself. He rejects the claim of being insensitive. You know, Trump absolutely worships the military to such a degree that I'm concerned about it because I feel like these generals have too much influence over his foreign policy, that they're going to turn him away from an America First policy and turn him into this kind of adventurism that the military industrial complex, the people at the top, are promoting, that are getting our soldiers killed unnecessarily in certain places. So I'm concerned that he has too much respect for military leaders, not enough. Not where they're saying that he doesn't have any respect for these people. No, he's got too much respect for the military industrial complex. But here's what he has to say in his defense.
I did not say what she said, and I'd like her to make the statement again because I did not say what she said. I had a very nice conversation with the woman, with the wife, who is sounded like a lovely woman, did not say what the congresswoman said, and most people aren't too surprised to hear
that.
What
is the proof, Mr. President?
Let her make her statement again, and then you'll find out.
She's saying that you said this.
Okay, let her make her statement again, and then you'll find out.
What is it, Mr. President? Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Mr. President, let's go.
We'll see the bipartisan.
Of course, it's being used for political purposes now. It's been picked up by Eric Holder, who wants to turn this into a situation where they can flip around the NFL here. But here's what Sheriff Clark said about this.
You know, when you say about somebody that signs up, everybody that signs on to the military knows their life is at risk, and they do it anyway. And then the president goes on to say, and when something horrible happens, your worst fears, it hurts. Did he say anything wrong in that? Is this being politicized?
Sure, it's being politicized. Look, President Trump is very sensitive in these situations. We know he supports the military. He made it clear during the campaign and law enforcement as well. Look, I knew that thing was taken out of context.
Yeah, there's no question that President Trump supports the military and it's taken out of context. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The rest of that clip, because we got cut off with a break, I want you to hear what Sheriff Clark says, because this is a political football that is being passed around to say that President Trump disrespected this individual who died and the family by saying he knew what he was getting into. That is basically what how you describe a hero. We said earlier, Jesus Campos is not a hero if the last timeline is correct, and neither is the maintenance man who was with him. They were just victims at most. Okay. The maintenance guy didn't get shot. The other guy got shot in the leg, but they're just there, and it happened. They didn't stop anything, and they didn't know what they were getting into. And what President Trump was saying was he knew the danger, and he did it anyway. And maybe he didn't say it in the way that the person wanted, but I think it's a political football done by this hitherto unknown congresswoman who wants to grab fame for her partisan attacks on President Trump. She's trying to be the new Maxine Waters, I guess. But anyway, we're going to get back to that. I'm David Knight. Before we do, real quickly, let's talk about the sales that we have that are going to be ending soon at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds our operation. We really do appreciate your support. It allows us to add new programs like This in the Morning, War Room in the Afternoon, and of course it has supported Alex Jones's radio program, InfoWars, for many years. It's the products that we sell, and we offer deep discounts from time to time on very popular products, and we have some right now. 50% off Brain Force Plus, the deepest we have ever discounted that. We have 40% off some very essential nutrients, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Make sure that you have a good quality and supplements for iodine, for selenium, and for vitamin B12, and we have 40% off all three of those. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, 40% off. That is non-GMO, non-synthetic, no fillers. It comes from 100% organic mustard seed. And Secret 12, that's our vitamin B12 formula. The same effect that you would get with a B12 injection, but you can take it orally in a great-tasting supplement. It is 40% off. And finally, 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. Just enter the code Wake Up at checkout to get 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. Okay, let's go back to that clip of Sheriff Clark, because he said exactly, and Sheriff Clark said it. I was going to say it yesterday. I never did get around to talking about the issue. Frankly, I was surprised that it got as much traction as it did. And I don't think it would have gotten the traction if President Trump hadn't, you know, fired it up by responding to this, and that gave the his opponents an opportunity to say, look, he's attacking the family of somebody who had a soldier who died. And that's the phony narrative that they're using right now. But here's what Sheriff Clark had to say. And we've had the same thing said by the father of someone who died in the military. Said the same thing about knowing what you're doing and doing it anyway. That's courage. Here's Sheriff Clark.
Sure, it's being politicized. Look, President Trump is very sensitive in these situations. We know he supports the military. He made it clear during the campaign and law enforcement as well. Look, I knew that thing was taken out of context. We all know for nearly 40 years, myself in law enforcement, we know what we sign up for. And what he was talking about is they knew that they were defending the country. They knew that they were needed. They knew, understood the sacrifice that had to be made. That thing was taken entirely out of context. Shame on the left and anybody who would exploit that thing over the body of a serviceman coming back in a flag-draped coffin.
And you have.
That's it. It's exploitation. They should be angry about the exploitation, the political exploitation of his death. And that's what's really happening here. All right, let's talk a little bit about Harvey Wood. We've got Cynthia McKinney, who's been a frequent guest on the Alex Jones Show, a former congresswoman. She says, Hollywood now, Washington, D.C. next. She rails against the government pedophilia. And she said... she did this as she was promoting the documentary An Open Secret that exposes the problem of child sex trafficking in Hollywood. And we're going to have, as a guest tomorrow morning, we're going to have the producer of that documentary, Open Secret, Gabe Hoffman. He is going to be here in studio, and we'll be interviewing him in the morning, and he will be on all three of the radio shows tomorrow talking about this. This is a very important issue. And as she's talking about Washington, D.C. next, and it's not just sexual harassment, it's not even sexual assault, but it's also pedophilia, and that's what's coming out now. And we saw that. We saw that Dennis Hastert was groomed and chosen by the GOP, the longest Speaker of the House, longest sitting Speaker of the House we've ever had. The guy was selected because he was already a pedophile. They knew it. He was a wrestling coach, and they selected him for that position. It eventually came out. A lot of this stuff is going to be coming out. And there are sexual harassment claims that have already started in California. As we pointed out, this broke yesterday. More than 40 women over the last 2 weeks have accused Harvey Weinstein, of course, of sexual assault and harassment. But now we've got the same thing happening in California with the state government there. Adama Iwu, a lobbyist for Visa, who started a campaign to expose sexual harassment in Sacramento. She put out an open letter that was first published in the LA Times on Monday. And it was inspired by an incident a little over a week ago against her. Her letter was signed by lobbyists, staffers, legislators. And it says, each of us has endured or witnessed or worked with women who have experienced some form of dehumanizing behavior by men with power in our workplaces. Men have groped and touched us without our consent. They've made inappropriate comments about our bodies and our abilities. Why didn't we speak up? Well, because these guys are politicians. They got a lot of power. They're like a Hollywood producer, aren't they? It's the power that turns them into monsters. And that's one of the reasons why we got to get power out of the hands of the government. She says, sometimes out of fear, sometimes out of shame, we didn't speak up. Often these men hold our professional fates in their hands. Yes, of course. And they have many other issues as well. But there is also the pedophilia issue. And that is a whole separate level of this. As I point out, we're going to have the producer of the documentary Open Secrets tomorrow. But as it's being widely reported, we have now had the 11th round of Operation Cross Country. This is an FBI operation. It's taken this 11th round, took place between October the 12th and October 15th. What have they found? Well, they've arrested 120 child sex traffickers. 120 child sex traffickers have been arrested. 84 kids have been rescued in the latest FBI sting. One of these, a 3-month-old baby and her 5-year-old sister, were among the 84 sexually exploited juveniles rescued by the FBI during this nationwide sting. The operations also took place and were coordinated with Canada, the UK, Thailand, Cambodia, and the Philippines. This is a big problem, folks, and we haven't even seen the tip of the iceberg. It keeps expanding. Now, I want to also mention this to you because this is another freedom issue that we talk about frequently, but it's not talked about enough. You know, Drudge does a lot of issues, a lot of reports, links to stories that are covering this, but it is the taking away of our freedom to move around, but also the irony that we're now part of a human experimentation program without our consent. We have General Motors is going to test a fleet of self-driving cars in New York. Totally driverless cars will be allowed on California roads by June of 2018. Yes, this is Death Race 2018 that we got. Driverless cars with nobody behind the wheel. And they're going to have a 15-day public comment. They may or may not care about your comments. But here's one comment from a guy who is part of a consumer watchdog group. He says, under this approach that is started also by the Trump administration, Elaine Chao, the wife of Mitch McConnell, is head of the Department of Transportation, automakers can just glance at the federal policy and say, that's nice. Then they can do whatever they want as they use our roads as private labs and use us as guinea pigs, threatening highway safety. That has been the safety, has been the basis of all these regulations. We'll have Lionel coming up right after this break.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful host. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Lionel. You can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation. Also, on the web, LionelMedia.com, and on Twitter, at Lionel Media. And I want to get Lionel's comments. We'll get to him right away. Lionel, I want to get your comments. What did you catch the little dog and pony show of Ellen DeGeneres and Jesus Campos? Did you catch that?
Ellen who? What was that? Ellen who?
Ellen DeGeneres. And I said at the top of the hour, I called him Jesus Campos. I thought, I didn't mean to do that. That was a Freudian slip. But I thought, the more I thought about it, I thought, yeah, you know, that actually fits. So we'll just go with it.
You know, by the way, quickly, a little bit on Ellen. Remember when she came out of the closet, people said, tonight, new, big news on the Ellen show. Yeah? What is it? She's gay. And?
Yeah, that was big news last night that they had, or yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well,
same like that.
First and foremost, let's just get back. Jesus Campos. I mean, okay, fine. Okay. This story, none of it makes any sense. Jesus, 200 rounds. Let me get this straight. 200 rounds shot through the door. And I mean, the story, look, David, let's just get the brass tacks right now. I want everybody to listen to this because, you know, we are truth warriors and we try to teach at the same time. And what a lot of people do, and you know these types, they immediately jump into the jargon. You know that we in our, and I call my world the conspiratorium. You know, not like, you know, the octagon. It's the conspiratorium where I deal with. And you know that we'll talk about inside jobs and Soros and this and DARPA and HARP. And to the average person, you're thinking, wait a minute, what are you talking about? So here's what I want everybody to do. Think like a lawyer. You want people to be able to come to this and make them think that they've discovered this on their own. For example, so David, what do you think about this Las Vegas story? Because I know we've been heavily involved in Harvey Weinstein. And the Davids of the world will say, well, it's kind of interesting. I said, do you have any questions about that, the story? Yeah. Do you think that? And then when you ask them that, because, David, I know this sounds nuts, and I know nobody's going to believe me, but trust me, I know it's true. People have never thought, so David, you mean I can ask independently whether I believe a news story?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't, cause you and I believe nothing. Yeah. We start.
But if you question anything, you'll immediately be denounced by the establishment as a conspiracy theorist. If you question anything as being, that doesn't really make any sense. That seems contradictory. And you're saying this over here and that over there, and you just changed your timeline. Why did you change your timeline? Well, don't ask us any questions about right. that. This is the new gospel. Just go
right.
with it.
Precisely. And what we're doing is very simply, and I'm not even providing anything that is that fact, that mind-boggling. Here's one, my no favorite. David, do you notice, in fact, when anybody, and people who know me, my wife will tell you, when I say, do you ever notice, she says, now, you're doing this now? I say, yes, wherever I go, I don't care if I'm pumping gas, I'm at the store. Do you ever wonder where, I said, isn't it interesting, there were, according to Wikipedia, 546, 48, whatever, people injured, taken to hospital, as they say in the UK, but about 540 people, okay? Have you heard one interview, just one? You know how, David, they always say, please, the media are asked, let these people alone, give them space. Don't you understand what they've been through? Okay, I can't find one. Where are they? Now, I'm not saying nothing happened. I'm not saying there weren't people killed. I'm not saying anything. And I want everybody to understand, remember, this is their story, not yours. They'll do this a lot, David. They'll say like, oh, wait a minute. Where do you think all these people are? I say, whoa, whoa, whoa. You came to me with those numbers. I didn't go on TV and say, October the 1st, there was this event. This is your story. I'm not I don't know anything about anything. I just find it fascinating that David Muir, ABC, you think they would have, you know how they always have, David, the 10 people who are meeting, the 10, the following were 10 individuals who were shot and released, and we're going to speak with them tonight. Why haven't we heard this? And the answer is, I respectfully submit, is because nobody wants to hear them say, wait a minute, I heard other shooters. Whoa. Yeah. You can't get people to have a story. But just ask that question. Isn't that not odd?
Oh yeah, we have had some people, and typically they're doing it on internet, you know, where they come out and they say, look, you know, here's my video. We were at the Bellagio or whatever. And you know, we've seen several accounts of people who say that they were there, but of course, mainstream media is not interested in talking to them. We've had some people who said that they were there, saw bullets flying around. We've had them come on and talk to us as well. But I think it's even more interesting the way they manipulated this situation. You know, one of the Las Vegas Police Department came out and said the reason that Jesus disappeared was because he was scared by Laura Loomer. And this is a guy who was going to go on national television and be examined by real journalists. He had 5 interviews, and all of a sudden he disappears, and then he comes on with Ellen DeGeneres, who doesn't ask him anything. Right. Like, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, if she's just an entertainer and a human interest story, wouldn't she even say, well, tell me a little bit about yourself? Nothing at all. Nothing.
Well, you know, but you have this man who took 200 rounds. This is a tough guy. And Ellen DeGeneres. Now, one of the best things to me also is, not best, but here we have Joe Lombardo. Don't you love, keep an eye on this one, boy. Joe, don't go hunting. Don't go fishing. Don't go anywhere unless you're surrounded by a lot of people. Here's Joe Lombardo. First night. I believe that this man might have been radicalized. And a stentorian certitude. This man could have led me into battle. I said, I like that guy. He was steadfast. And I'm going to get to the bottom. Okay. Enter Aaron Rouse. Enter the FBI. These staring bullets. Do you remember... David, Nathan Thurm, it was Martin Short's character. He goes, I knew that. He was smoking the cigarettes on SNL. Yeah, right. Do you remember the little kid who appeared with Saddam Hussein in 1990 or something? He was brought, this little kid was interviewed. He goes, you're okay, aren't you? Yes, I'm okay. Would you like some milk? No, I'm fine. No, really, seriously, I'm okay. Or Jeremiah Denton, who basically is saying they're torturing me. This was... the most frightened man in 24 hours. He went from General Patton to Joyce Van Patten. I don't know what the pun is there, but it was. I'm thinking, is anybody watching this?
They're talking about the Martin Short character. I mean, he looked like somebody that had been caught red-handed on 60 Minutes, you know, because that was part of the Martin Short thing. You know, it's funny you'd say that. I don't, and that's what he was. He was, you know. Believe me, please believe me now, after all the different things that had come out. It was absolutely amazing.
But here's also, going back again, these, because you and I go always harken back to growing up, there was always a movie where the woman, she answers a door, and the policeman say, Mrs. Knight, yes, everything okay? Yeah, everything's fine. And they got the chain, and she's like, there's a guy behind the door who's got me holding my family hostage. No, it's okay, everything's...
That's right. Yeah, we should tell... We should tell him to blink, you know, and let us know that everything is okay. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back with Lionel. You can find him on Twitter, Lionel Media. Also, Lionel Nation on YouTube. We'll be right back with Lionel. I'm David Knight. Stay with us.
We've
taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lionel. And we're the people who are asking questions about this dog and pony show yesterday, where the security guard, Jesus Campos, who was at the center of the timeline controversy. First, he was the guy who stopped the shooting, and that made him a hero. But then they reversed the timeline in version 2.0, and he was the first person who was shot. And this is going to be the only interview, quote-unquote interview, that he's going to do, announced Ellen. What a controlled piece of propaganda that was. This was not an interview in any way, shape, or form. kind of like a ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies. Yeah, it was a total puff piece. It was a PR piece for MGM. It was a PR piece for the NFL. And that's all it was, pushing this narrative. And you know, Lionel, and joining us now is Lionel, LionelMedia.com, Lionel Nation on YouTube, Lionel Media on Twitter. You can find him there. Oh, before I go to Lionel, let me tell you about some of the products that we have, because that's what funds this program. Real quickly, we have 50% off BrainForce Plus. It's only going to last through the end of the week. We also have, and I haven't mentioned this before today, Super Male Vitality is now 30% off, and Anthroplex is 50% off. Also, you can also get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee in either Patriot Blend or Immune Support Blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. There's a lot of other sales that you can find. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you'll see some big discounts on some of our most popular supplements and products there. You know, Lionel, when we were talking about this, you mentioned several times, yeah, he was only hit once, even though there were 200 shots that were fired into the hallway there. And I was walking past the desk of one of the graphic artists here yesterday, Nathan, and he was working on a video that had basically, he was compositing Jesus's face onto a video of Neo from the from Matrix, you know, dodging all the bullets. I mean, that's what we're talking about here, right? This guy turns into Neo in the hallway. I guess that's why he's a hero, because otherwise he didn't know anything was going on. You know, he just showed up and got shot at, according to the narrative.
David, I, you know, and I'm, my background has always been, well, been prosecutor and criminal justice. And one of the things that, that great homicide detectives always taught me was that you always, always use those instincts that you have about when something does not make any sense. Now, also, we're in the brink right now of something that is so incredible, so wonderful. For the first time, citizen and civilian journalism has been elevated to the level that poses an existential threat. What Project Veritas is doing, watching Dean Baquet squirm. I interviewed this morning a fellow by the name of Charles Ortel, which goes through one of the most very complicated, in fact, I invite everybody to watch this, the most complicated series of factual patterns as to Clinton Foundation fraud, specifically involving charities. This is something that is so enormous, so yes, big, so beyond any possible understanding. It could be their denouement, their valedictory, the codas of this. We're also seeing right now for the first time, and I, if there is indeed a just God, Corey Feldman and others will be focusing the attention, not so much on Harvey Weinstein, but on this other aspect, because with all due respect, Harvey Weinstein is a little bit of a limited hangout. There's a lot of folks are saying, look, Harvey Weinstein will be the sacrificial rodeo clown, so to speak,
right, right,
for the issue of sexual predation in Hollywood. No. Another thing, too, is when, and don't be surprised, people are going to say, oh, Corey Feldman, is this another one of those Pizzagate things? And I'm saying, no, do not confuse us, because as you know, David, what people will do is they will take something and they will, have you ever heard people say, oh, you're probably going to believe that Elvis is alive or that they landed in the land on the moon, and they will point to other either disputed or unproven allegations. No, focus the analysis. Harvey Weinstein is indeed a sexual predator. That is for sure. But the real issue here of not only that, is that is pedophilia and sexual predation of children. Listen, yes, since the beginning, yeah, of time, in every stratum, David, from the royal family and Jimmy Savile to the Catholic Church to Penn State and Joe Paterno at Sandusky to every level, when you have people who are just bathing in and contaminated by this sense of unlimited power, it seems that one of the means of expression of this predation always involves, historically, for some reason, children. So that's, yeah, what we, as citizen journalists and people who are, because let me tell you something, what we're doing right now, This is, to use a term, citizen, a citizen's grand jury. Think about this as a Russell tribunal. David, what we do, what others are doing, what Laura Loomer's doing, what Alex is doing, and everyone, is that we're saying, look, we don't need no stinking New York Times to give us the imprimatur to proceed with investigating something. We're far more capable of getting to the bottom line. And there are people who are in, like me, at my table, in my abode, and others who are doing such a great job by asking the questions. And David, what you do and what I want to do, and I want everybody listening, we have the chance to go out and teach people, to spread the word. But you're not going to do it if you bombard them using every code word that you and I know. Most people don't know about George Soros. They don't know about DARPA. They don't know what you're talking about. Start off with a very simple question. Is there anything about this that makes you ask, maybe if this is legitimate? And then ask them, engage. Well, what? Explain something to me. Why do you think? Because what citizens do, David, I know this sounds crazy, is they say, you mean I can ask? Yes. You mean I can independently ask the question? And then you say, what about this? Do you think it a bit odd that an individual who decides I'm going to open fire for whatever reason, first of all, can break these tempered glass windows to keep people from jumping out? Yeah. Is that the way you would do this, to bring all this firepower and thousands of, is it, what do you think? And then when people say, you know, I kind of like this, say, please proceed. And then they always ask you, well, why do you think? And this is where I keep saying, don't supply a motive. I don't know why somebody wants to keep this quiet. I don't know what. I have no conclusions. I only have questions. Because, David, when you come up with a conclusion and you come up with some Sheldon Adelson and Chertoff and Rapiscan, then they will take the motive and destroy that. That's why hate crimes don't work. One of the reasons why, for example, we prosecutors hate crimes is because if I disprove the basis of your hate, people confuse that for disproving the existence of the murder. You're overcomplicating it. Don't worry about motivation. We don't know why, who did this. If it's deep state, Illuminati, no, it doesn't matter. That's not important. The thing is, where's the FBI saying, we're not done with this. We don't buy this story. No, they want to wrap this thing up and move along. We're not going to let them, because we are in charge of this. We own the truth. They don't.
And you got to ask, you know, when they're so devoid of motivation in this, that they would take his brain and send it around to be microscopically examined. I mean, they said, oh, we don't see any tumors, but let's keep looking into his brain. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, you can ask people, why would he go and buy an expensive gun just a few hours before he then goes to Las Vegas and not even take that gun that he just bought to the shooting? Why would he have all these guns that he didn't use? Why would he have that many guns? And why would he not take the gun that he had just passed a background check with and take that to the hotel room?
Is this the best picture we've got? All these pictures scream lunatic, lunatic. Look, what I would do is I would get my friend, the ineffable Michael Bodden, forensic pathologist, and I say, I want to see those morgue shots. What was the time of death? How long was he dead when you walked in there and found him? If I get an ME or a forensic pathologist that says, my God, he's got lividity. That's like 12 hours. I would immediately, before I go into bump stocks and all this nonsense, I want to say, when did this person die? I want to see death certificates. I'm going to ask, and if anybody asks you, why do you want to do it? Because I want to. I don't have to ask permission. I don't have to clear it with anybody, because I have been in my life, from the Vietnam War to Watergate to 9/11 to you name it, I have been lied so many times. Yes. I'm like, you know, like the jilted spouse.
Show me the proof. We have seen it. Like you pointed out, we've been lied to so many times. Sorry, we got to see it. We're talking to Lionel. That's it for the show. Thank you for joining us, Lionel. You can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation, on Twitter, Lionel Media. And it's interesting, Lionel, that you brought up the pedophilia. We're going to have the producer of Open Secrets about Hollywood pedophilia tomorrow.